Ayers. Because as we are arguing here, Obama and Ayers share more anti-American sentiments than Axelrod can afford the voting public to realize. Axelrod is betting that American voters will forgive Obama for knowing Ayers if Obama's only guilt is guilt by association. Axelrod is an accomplished political operative, and he knew exactly what he was doing in responding to the question about Ayers. Axelrod's problem is that Obama maintained the relationship with Ayers over many years because it was politically useful to Obama, especially as he first ran for political office from the impoverished, largely African-American Chicago South Side. Now that Ayers is no longer useful to Obama, Axelrod wants to drop him. As we have seen, Obama emerged from his teenage years in Hawaii as an angry youth, bitter at the abandonment he suffered from both his African father and his unconventional white mother. He searched to find his identity as an African-American by reading black radical political writers, including Malcolm X, and seeking out communist Frank Marshall Davis to be his mentor. All these years, Obama retreated into himself, using drugs, relying on marijuana and cocaine to express his inner rebellion. In Chicago, after his college years, Obama developed an extensive collection of radical leftist friends, mentors, and political associates. Obama used many of these political friends to advance his career in Illinois politics, in which leftist is a virtue. Today, however, on the national front, in his run for president, these same friends have become politically inconvenient and potentially destructive. The way Obama distanced himself from Ayers is typical of how he has distanced himself from others in his Chicago past. Obama begins by denying that the association was meaningful, then argues that the views of the other person were never his own, and ends up with a denunciation of the other person that somehow still does not completely cut the tie. The presidential candidate Obama has to sever ties with so many key people in his past should alone raise questions about his character for the serious voter. Axelrod wants to position Obama as a new age politician who transcends wedge political issues, including race, so that Obama can be seen as a unifier above the fray that usually divide liberals and conservatives. This positioning will not be easy once we examine his Chicago mentors. Obama's tutelage in Saul Alinsky's community organization methodology, the network of 1960s, radicals Obama befriended in Chicago, including Bill Ayers, the Chicago Way patronage package offered to Obama by Chicago's corrupt political fixer Tony Rezko, his relationship with the black liberation theology of Reverend Jeremiah Wright and Trinity United Church of Christ, his ties to the radical Chicago Catholic priest Father Michael Flager, and his history with Louis Farrakhan and the black Muslims. One by one, Obama has systematically dropped nearly all these Chicago political friends and associations in what has become a pattern of lying about or otherwise intentionally misrepresenting these relationships. The problem is that Obama sought out these relationships because at the time he wanted these ties. As much as Obama might like to define these relationships as irrelevant to his presidential platform as a presidential candidate, the issue of character remains important to the vast majority of voters. Every president faces unanticipated problems and crises. The only way to predict what a candidate will do once elected is to look at the past, including examining the people the candidate invited into his or her immediate orbit of personal friends, professional associates, and mentors, including their pastors and religious advisors. Also, this focus on Chicago is justifiable. Obama has spent most of his adult life in Chicago politics. Obama is, and always has been, a radical on the far left. He is at heart a coldly calculating politician, driven more by winning at all costs than by the lofty principles he espouses. Obama learned well from Machiavelli, the political inspiration of his community organizer mentor Saul Alinsky, who wrote, "The Prince was written by Machiavelli for the haves on how to hold power. My book, Rules for Radicals, is written for the have-nots on how to take it away."